There are times when fear feels stronger than faith. A believer may know what the Bible says and still feel anxious, weak, and troubled. Fear can rise in the heart when sickness comes, when death seems near, when money is short, when the future is uncertain, or when the burdens of life feel too heavy. But fear is not from God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline." That verse speaks plainly. God has not given His children a spirit of fear. Fear may attack us, but it is not our master. Fear may trouble us, but it is not our identity. Fear may shout loudly, but it does not speak with the authority of God. The saved person belongs to Jesus Christ. He has been redeemed by the blood of Christ, born again by the grace of God, and kept by the power of God. Salvation is not held together by our emotions. It rests on the finished work of Christ. That means fear does not get the final word. Faith is not pretending there is no danger. Faith is trusting God when danger is real. Faith does not deny the storm. Faith looks to the Savior who rules over the storm. David said in Psalm 56:3, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." Notice he did not say he was never afraid. He said that when fear came, he would trust the Lord. That is the honest walk of faith. The believer may tremble, but he still trusts. He may weep, but he still prays. He may feel weak, but he still belongs to God. Fear often grows when we look too long at ourselves. We see our weakness, our age, our failures, our unanswered questions, and our lack of control. But faith grows when we look to Christ. He is strong when we are weak. He is faithful when we are uncertain. He is present when we feel alone. Jesus said in John 14:27, "Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." That is not empty comfort. It is a command from the Prince of Peace. The world offers temporary calm, but Christ gives peace that rests on truth. The Christian life is not meant to be lived in isolation. God gave His people the church for worship, teaching, prayer, fellowship, and encouragement. When fear presses hard, believers need the Word of God and the people of God. A faithful church reminds us that we are not alone, that doctrine matters, that prayer still works, and that Christ is still Lord. Fear says, "You are helpless." God says, "I am your strength." Fear says, "You are alone." God says, "I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you." Fear says, "Death wins." Christ says, "I am the resurrection and the life." The believer does not have to bow to fear. He can bring it honestly to the Lord. He can confess it, pray through it, and answer it with Scripture. He can stand on the promises of God even when his feelings shake. No child of God has been given a spirit of fear. The Lord has given power, love, and discipline. Power to stand, love to rest in Him, discipline to think soberly, pray faithfully, and keep walking in obedience. So when fear feels stronger than faith, do not surrender to it. Do not let fear preach the sermon of your life. Let God's word speak louder. Christ has saved you. Christ keeps you. Christ walks with you. Christ will never fail you. Fear is real, but it is not Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord.